to our agenda, so referring back to our first public hearing, which was a change of zone number 2049, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC. Ms. Wingate, what's your pleasure?
Any more discussion on this?
I think this is the right place.
I agree, 100%.
I'm gonna love being able to vote yes for this.
I know, I agree. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 2049, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we still have a meeting going on, thank you.
I second the motion.
Heard, right?
Yeah.
That's all right.
No, we just voted on it positively.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2049, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried, thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2580, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC.
Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2580, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC, I make a motion to defer.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2580, Tony Floyd Trucking LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried, thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 2016, Marlin Cove LLC.
I can pretend to be,
maybe talk about all these together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, we don't have a motion, but let's just assume the conversation about all of them. Just something I want you all to think about. Procedurally, this one, it's not necessarily completely unlike the concerns that were talked about with that map change, because there's a change of zone to MR, there's a conditional use that's based on the MR change of zone, but it's also based upon the subdivision, but you can't get the subdivision approval until the MR change of zone occurs. And the other thing is, so county council would have to first act on that MR change in zone. If they act on the conditional use, they've almost prejudged the subdivision. Or the flip side of it is, I don't know if we could do the subdivision without the conditional use being approved. It's a total catch-22. I don't know, you know, we could make recommendations theoretically on the change in zone and the conditional use, but we can't do anything on the subdivision until after whenever June or county council acts on that.
Can we require them to go back and do it right and expedite it for them?
Well, I mean, I that's certainly an option. Because the other problem is they're going to run into the, if they came into staff and asked for 106 duplexes on 106 lots, you all cannot approve it because there's going to be a limitation of the total number of lots on this application. So,
listen, I'm just one of the group, okay? This is just my opinion. Concerns me that this might be one of those situations where if you don't stop and do this right now, you are going to continue to have every kind of conceivable problem under the sun with this.
Right. We'd be doing them a favor.
And while I get it that it's their problem, it ends up being our problem because it ends up being his problem. Jamie's office has to deal with it. The office has to deal with it. And I'm just thinking that a couple of months now is worth it. You know, I know everybody's in a hurry, but that's not our concern. I mean, our
I will say this, I'm 100%
yeah.
Not a big deal.
There you go.
I'm with you, Mr. Wheatley. Yeah.
I concur. Do it right so that we don't have to come back to it.
I'm really...
Mr. Whitehouse brings up a good point. You know, they were, you know, to the extent there's been code changes, there might be code changes in the meantime. They were governed by whatever was in place. And this isn't a reason to not do it or what you're saying or to do what you're saying. But they would have to change the design. But that's, again, not the county's doing, you know. They chose this path. And, you know, if you're right, because it's going to have legacy issues if it's not fixed now. And timing-wise, if council makes the recommendations and then it has to come back to be put on the record for subdivision, they're still looking at July or August anyway, you know, just timing-wise to get the whole thing wrapped up.
And I could have been misreading, but, you know, some of the feedback that came from the public looked like it might have been received well by the applicant, and there may be opportunity for additional changes to address the condominium concern that you expressed, which seems, like duplexes seem like a nightmare to me, unless you have some sort of rules for how to govern.
Right. Well, they're not a nightmare if you have a condominium of 106 duplexes. It's a total nightmare if you have 53 little duplex condominiums, you know. Shoo.
Yes. So it's so much easier to do it, do it the right way.
Just I mean, not a fan right now. Huh? I'm just not a fan of it right now.
Yeah.
I just think the way it's been presented is got issues.
So and I agree, it shouldn't be the county's issue later on.
Yeah. I agree. So is a motion to defer these three applications in order? And are we thinking we should either request that they be, should we suggest they be withdrawn and apply differently?
Well, I think that's in order. I think the tea leaves suggest that that's going to be the outcome. So hopefully they'll read that, you know. But I think you should defer it just so we can make sure
let's
get it right.
Let's defer action tonight, and then we won't have to take any further action.
To the extent that anybody's going to listen to this recording, it seems pretty clear which way the commission's going, and that will probably save themselves 2 weeks of time if they withdraw it and reapply versus just wait till the recommendation.
I would be okay with you know, getting one scheduled. Don't make it up to go to the end of the line. Just go ahead.
No, they should be. Yeah,
you know, let them come back.
Bump them up.
And as Mr. Collins pointed out, gives them the opportunity to address some of the things they heard, you know, tonight. So
I'm sure, you know, most people want to be good neighbors, and while they want to maximize profit opportunities, probably want to be sure that they aren't, you know, disadvantaging their neighbors.
And as they pointed out too, Mr. Garufi lives there, so.
I'm going to pretend to be Bruce, Mr. Mears. So regarding change of zone 2016 Marling Cove LLC, I move that we defer action.
Second.
Move cited to defer action on change of zone 2016 Marling Cove LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 2459 Marling Cove LLC.
I move that we defer action on conditional use 2459 Marling Cove LLC.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2459 Marling Cove LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was subdivision 2023-08 Marling Cove.
I move that we defer action on 2023-08 Marling Cove.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2023-08 Marling Cove. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any updates or final words of wisdom?
Just a further reminder, if I could please, Mr. Chairman, that the first meeting in May, staff are looking to schedule that for a noon start, and that would be exclusively to look at a package of applications that may require a longer hearing. So,
all right. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Is our schedule back to 3 o'clock?
Yes.
That's a good question. So for the moment, we've scheduled everything for 5 p.m. Based on the number of reassessment appeals, which has been publicized this week, it may be that we can revert back to 3 p.m. if that's the commission's wish. So it certainly would make it easier.
Yeah. 3 p.m. is good.
But in the meantime, the next one in April is still at 5.
Yeah, that's correct, because we're noticing a month ahead. Yeah. So there'll be, if we decide today to go back to 3, then there'll be a month delay. So,
got it. All right, anything else? Not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.